that there are lots of different ways to travel.
Where we travel most is by car.
Uh-huh. Just like Sarah and her mom.
You have to buckle up to be safe in the car.
In the old days, they didn't have cars, and they had to travel by horse.
Wow! Horses will always be the best.
I bet Philip agrees that horses are the best. Boats and ships are another way to travel.
Of course, they only go in water.
They're really big, so they can carry lots of things to other places. That's called cargo. The ropes keep the boats from drifting out to sea.
Uh-huh. They wouldn't go too fast on land. They don't have any wheels.
But cars are still the best way to get around the neighborhood. Don't you think?
Caillou was very excited because he was about to take a long trip on a train for the very first time.
When is the train coming, Mommy? Train!
It shouldn't be much longer, sweetie.
Phew, these weigh a ton. We're only going away for 2 weeks, but we packed enough for the entire summer.
Daddy, Daddy, I hear the train. It's coming.
Caillou was very excited. But as he watched the train getting closer, he began to feel a little scared.
It's very big, isn't it?
Caillou couldn't believe how big the train was. The noise frightened him.
I don't want to go.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Come on, it's time to get on board.
Are you two coming on board?
Yes, sir, we are.
Well, and maybe someone should help your dad with those bags.
There you go. Are you folks traveling far?
We're on the train for 2 days.
Really? And what's your name?
Caillou.
Well, Caillou, have you ever slept on a train before?
No.
You're gonna love it. You'll see, it'll rock you straight to sleep.
Where are the beds?
That's the best part. They magically appear when it's dark. Say sleep 3 times and clap your hands, and I bet you they'll show up.
Really?
Really. But first, I'm gonna need your tickets. Thank you. We should be leaving any minute now. I'll see you later, Caillou.
Daddy! It looks like the train station is moving.
It's really the train that's moving, Caillou. It just looks like it's the other way around. Why don't we go exploring while Mommy puts Rosie down for her nap?
Yeah!
Shh! Caillou was so excited about exploring the train that he had a hard time keeping quiet.
It's kind of hard walking in a train, isn't it?
Caillou thought walking on a train was like being on a ride at the amusement park.
Where's the bathroom?
I'm not sure, but it can't be far.
Can we find one now?
Caillou had never seen such a small bathroom before. He wasn't sure how anything worked.
Are you okay in there?
I don't know how it works, Daddy.
Hey, it's just your size. Here, you press the button on the wall to flush, and don't forget to wash your hands.
Caillou thought it was funny to be in such a small bathroom. It was much smaller than the one at home.
Hi.
Oh, hello there. And what's your name?
Caillou.
What do you think of my kitchen?
We have a kitchen too, but it's a lot bigger than yours.
Well, maybe it is. But does your kitchen travel to faraway places?
No, can't say that it does. Could you tell us where the restaurant is?
There's a restaurant, too?
Hi, Caillou. Boy, that looks good. So, have you been on the grand tour?
Let's see. The bathroom, the kitchen, and now the restaurant. I'd call that a grand tour.
You mean, you haven't been to the dome car yet? That's the best part.
Caillou was having so many wonderful new adventures that he couldn't imagine what could be better than his triple brownie sundae.
What's a dome car?
Oh, the dome car is a wonderful place. You climb up some stairs, and suddenly it's like you're flying in a plane.
A plane on the train?
Next stop, the dome car.
Whoa! Slow down, Caillou. You wouldn't want to get a stomachache and not be able to go flying, would you?
Go on up, Caillou.
Caillou really wondered how a plane could sit on a train.
How do we fly on a train, Daddy?
Stanley was comparing it to a plane because we're above the ground and the train goes fast. Come on, you'll see. Wow! Caillou, this is beautiful. Now do you see why Stanley says it's like being in a plane?
Vroom, 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 vroom!
Caillou pretended he was flying his very own plane. He loved watching the passing clouds out of the glass roof.
Come on, Caillou, it's time for bed.
I don't want to go to bed.
Caillou loved being on the train so much that he wasn't quite ready for bed yet.
Come in.
Stanley, Mommy says it's bedtime, but the beds aren't here yet.
Really? That's strange. Is it dark outside? Did you brush your teeth? Well then I think it's time for the magic words. Do you remember what we have to do, Caillou?
Say sleep 3 times and clap my hands. Sleep! Sleep! Rosie, wait! I'm not ready!
Now, you and Rosie have to shut your eyes real tight, okay? Yeah. Are you ready? Now don't peek. Okay, Caillou. Now slowly say the 3 magic words.
Sleep, sleep, sleep.
Okay, Caillou. You can look now. Good night. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Stanley.
Caillou was gently rocked to sleep by the sounds of the train rolling through the night.